The Cat Who Saved Books by Sosuke Natsukawa, read by Kevin Shen, translated from the Japanese by Louise Heal Kawai. Prologue: How It All Began. First things first, Grandpa's gone. The tale that follows is pretty outrageous, but he knows that one fact is absolutely real. It's as real as the sun rising in the morning and his stomach rumbling with hunger at lunchtime. He's tried closing his eyes, blocking his ears, pretending he doesn't know anything, but his grandfather isn't coming back. Rintaro Natsuki stands there silent and still in the face of this harsh reality. On the outside, Rintaro seems like a calm, collected young man. But some of the people at the funeral find him eerie. He seems too composed for a high school student who has suddenly lost his closest family member. Sticking to the corner of the funeral parlor, Rintaro's eyes stay locked on the portrait of his grandpa. In truth, Rintaro isn't calm and collected at all. The very idea of death is unfamiliar to him. He can't make the connection between it and his grandfather, a serene man who seemed to exist in a different realm. He never thought death would come for Grandpa, who relished his simple, almost monotonous lifestyle. As Rintaro looks at him lying there, not breathing, he feels detached, as if watching a badly performed play. Now, lying in his white coffin, his grandfather looks just the same as ever, as if nothing has happened at all. As if any moment he might just get up, mumble, "Right then," light the paraffin heater, and make his usual cup of tea. It would have felt perfectly normal to Rintaro, but it doesn't happen. Instead, the old man remains in his casket, his eyes closed and a solemn look on his face. The chanting of the sutra drones on, and mourners pass by in ones and twos, occasionally offering Rintaro their condolences. First things first, Grandpa's gone. Reality gradually begins to take root in Rintaro's heart. He finally manages to squeeze out a few words.
"This is messed up, Grandpa."
But there's no reply. Rintaro Natsuki was an ordinary high school student. He was on the short side, pale with rather thick glasses, and rarely spoke. There was no subject at school he particularly excelled at, and he wasn't good at sports. He was a completely average boy. Rintaro's parents had split up when he was just a baby, and when his mother passed away around the time he started primary school, he went to live with his grandfather. It had been just the two of them ever since. Such living arrangements were a little unusual for your typical high school student, but to Rintaro, it was just a normal part of his dull, everyday existence. But now that his grandfather had passed away too, the story became more complicated. His death had been very sudden. His grandfather was an early riser, but on that bitterly cold winter morning, he wasn't in the kitchen as usual. Thinking it strange, Rintaro poked his head into the dim tatami-matted room where his grandfather slept. The old man was still tucked inside his futon, having already breathed his last. He didn't look as if he'd been in pain. He seemed to Rintaro more like a sculpture of a person sleeping. In the local doctor's opinion, he'd most probably suffered a heart attack and died quickly.
"He passed away peacefully."
If you combine the kanji character for life with the one for die, you got a strange-looking word meaning to pass away. Somehow seeing this word was what had shaken him the most. It struck him as out of place. The doctor quickly grasped the difficulty of Rintaro's family situation, and in no time an aunt from a distant city turned up. A kind-hearted and efficient woman, she dealt with everything from the paperwork related to the death certificate to organizing the funeral and all the other formalities. As he watched her, Rintaro didn't forget